The new policy allows online comments, but only if you use your Facebook account, which forces you to, in effect, sign your real name. Rob Mentzer, opinion page editor of the Wausau Daily Herald, says the nastiness in the comments section has gone too far.
It sometimes is the case that the tone and the invective gets out of control, and it doesn't happen that way. In the comments thread on our Facebook page, when the names are attached, there is way less. There is simply much less name-calling.
Some of the Herald's readers like the change. Matt Powers of Wausau hopes it will lead to a more civil online discussion.
I think people should be held accountable for what they say, and they haven't been. I get on the blog once in a while, and it's been quite malicious. I like a good argument with someone that disagrees with me, but the name-calling got out of hand.
But other readers say they should be able to keep their anonymity because they fear retaliation from strangers, coworkers, and bosses. In online reaction, German Machine writes, quote, "This will keep conservatives who are concerned about getting nails thrown in their driveway from writing comments." Helen Wheels says there are, quote, "too many haters to expose oneself to." Editor Mentzer acknowledges that the new policy may cause some people to stop commenting.
Fear of retaliation, I think that is real for some people. I think some people just don't like Facebook and don't want to have a Facebook page.
Mentzer says those who want to leave anonymous tips can still do it the old-fashioned way, by a phone call to the newsroom. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.